letters of the Rebbe, volume 4. This is letter number 1123, 1123. It's dated Baruch Hashem on the 4th of Menachem Av Tavshid Aleph, Baruch L'Shalom V'Bracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter without the date, with your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, that was attached with it, when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. With the titles here, I will read it, and for sure he will arouse great mercy for you, for proper health, and for your wife, may she live, and for all that you need. The Rebbe says, I already wrote you my view that your thoughts aren't proper. There is no foundation for all your worries. And certainly this is just the advice of the inclination. Why don't you, best would be you should stop thinking about yourself, which even what you appears to you that you must correct your own matters, why don't you change that thought with matters that are important to somebody else? Why don't you start thinking about Hashem, about instead of thinking about yourself? Think Hashem, think about God. As explained in endless places in Hasidus, and also in the Rambam, that how does one come to the fear and love of Hashem is by thinking about Hashem's greatness. Especially the way it's explained in the books of Hasidus, one of the differences between the teaching of Musar and the teaching of Hasidus, that in generally in the Musar, in the teaching of the Musar, they emphasize one's reflection and looking into how low a human being is, how his emotions are no good, and in the bad aspects of the person, how to correct that. And therefore, even if you successfully are able to bring those corrections for the not good matter that is good, but yet you spend lots of times in thinking and reflections and things that are bad, at least bad or not good. But in the teaching of Hasidus, the emphasis is to looking and reflecting in the gazing on the glory of the King, or at least reflecting on the human being that he is similar to the above, Adam Le'elyon, in matters that of Avas Yisrael. So even if you hadn't yet concluded the proper conclusion, but which means you hadn't successfully fixed all your matters, at least you spent your time with fulfilling the mitzvah of knowing God, looking good, the advantage of Kedusha. All of these words are also in our case. Your occupation, yourself, in matters that are not fitting, who says that it is? Maybe it's just imagination. Even if you have, even if your worries and you have a basis for your worries and there need to be corrections, but in the Tanya read it says that for that, there needs to be specific times that are prepared for that. In addition to that, who can say that even after reflection and bitterness, because depression, chas v'shalom, who can't mention that. So there's no question. There's still a doubt whether you're going to come to the right conclusion 100%. But when you are going to occupy yourself in reflecting in the greatness of Hashem, that He is the one that gives existence and gives life in every instant and instance, so you always has to be, Hashem is always here working the poel benifel. So first of all, you're spending your time by observing the mitzvahs. You're thinking, Das Hashem Alekecha, the greatness of Hashem, Hashem Alekim, Haftus Hashem Alekecha, loving God your God. And of course, if this is going to cause to actually better his situation, so you're going to be benefiting from all the sides. In other words, why should you occupy yourself in the service of staying away from bad when you have the choice to occupy yourself in the side of service of doing good? And automatically, that will bring to staying away from the bad. Let's hope that these days will be turned in for us and all Jews for joy, for happiness, and very soon our days, and each one will have a flow of joy and happiness, fulfill the general command that you should serve God with joy and gladness of hearts, a plentifulness with blessings for good health, and that you should know from this. And generally, I mean, this is Rebbe's general instructions that people should occupy themselves with positive and the negative will go away rather than trying to deal with the negative and dealing with the negative. Just be positive. And once the example was to demonstrate this idea was of two different soldiers in the battlefield. So one soldier gets wounded by a bullet from the other side. So he gets wounded, so he starts bandaging himself. But while he's busy bandaging himself, the other guy shoots again. And then he gets another wound, and then he shoots again. So eventually, he succumbs to his wounds. That's a foolish soldier. A smart soldier, when he gets hit, once he fires back. And he doesn't, then at first he fires back, and then eventually, once he fires back, then he'll go to his wounds. Which means, we may be wounded, we may not be so good in our service to Hashem. But if we start dealing with it, you know, we're actually... That's not exactly what the Rebbe is saying here. This is a little bit of a different thing. But that's along the same lines, is that one should better deal with the good and automatically bring light instead of fighting with darkness, trying to push it out. Just make more light so the darkness will disappear by itself.